For those of you who don't know me, my name is Andrew Lane. I used to be a part of this church from the age of zero to about the age of 23, something like that. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to this church for all your prayer, for all your support that you've given me throughout my journey and throughout my lifetime, and you continue to do now, which is just incredible and amazing. And there's so many of you as I look out here that I've known all my life, and that is an incredible thing to see you guys and to say that I love you and I really appreciate all that you've done in making and helping me to become who I am today, which isn't a boastful thing, but just making me the man I am. And this church has a massive part of that. And I just wanted to remember with some of you guys and to tell some of you guys who won't remember a little bit about 20 years ago now, when I was about 17, so I am getting on, I'm quite old, and there was lots of us in this church who were praying for the area down in Langwood there, where I now live, and lots of other people who come along to our church live, and we used to pray for that area. Lots of people, some people even in this room, had prophetic words about the Langwood area, seeing streams coming down, seeing willow trees planted on either side of Langworthy Road, and it was a really amazing time. We'd sometimes prayer walk down that area. It was quite rough at that time. There'd be lots of gangs of young people around, and me and a few other guys from this church moved into that area, and we've seen God do lots of amazing things there. And my brother's going to come later and tell you lots of the things that are happening down in Langworthy at the moment. But I just wanted to share and just say a big thank you for that. We as a church, we started our church about 13 years ago now, Langworthy Community Church. And we meet at a school in that area, which was only built about 4 or 5 years ago. And that school name went out into the community of Langworthy. They didn't know what to call it. And there was three names that the council decided. There was one, I think, something to do with a river. One, Eden Church, and another Willow Tree Primary School. Eden School, sorry, and Willow Tree Primary School. And that school became Willow Tree Primary School. That was what the community voted. It's just incredible thinking about the prophetic words that this church had. Some people here had those words about willow trees being planted, and then this school has become Willow Tree Primary School, and we're working in there, doing lots of things in that school at the moment. So I just wanted to say thank you. And a lot of what we're doing is basically because of this church, and we love to partner with you guys. You guys are coming in and doing lots of that stuff as well, which is really exciting. And today, this morning, me and Natalie, here's my wife Natalie, very beautiful, give her a round of applause. Wanted to give you a little example of some of the stuff that we do in schools, like in a, sort of like an assembly, a different thing like that. So Natalie is going to show you a game. I'm going to help her with this table. I'm going to carry that table. I best turn it off.
That better? Oh, that is so much better. Thanks, Steve. Doing a great job there. Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to play a game, and after that we're going to be looking at a story out of the Bible, which is about a little man who is particularly greedy. So while you're pondering who that might be about, we'll play a game. What we need is we need two volunteers. I would love to have two children. Ooh, and it does involve a nappy, and there are still hands up. What else can I say? This game is called Give Me a Hot Dog in Brown Sauce and Make It Nappy. Right, so I would like that pink t-shirt. You're making my life easier with these brilliant tops. And is there a boy green t-shirt? Fantastic. Right. And now that you have come up, I would like you to choose an adult who you would like to play the game.
My dad.
Your dad. Who do you think would play? Do you think George would play this game? Really? I think that's an excellent choice. Fantastic. Right, you come over here. Right. As this game is before our story, which is about a very greedy little man, what the aim of the game is for these guys is to eat the hot dog as quickly as they can. So it is going to be a race to see who can scoff the hot dog the quickest. You don't need to eat the nappy or anything. Just the hot dog. No hands, just your mouth. No.
This looks disgusting.
It really does. Right. I don't think this is going to take very long at all. Are you ready? No hands, just your mouth. Get set. Go! Right, who do we think is going to win? Oh my goodness. Wow. Right, what we're looking for is we're looking for an empty mouth. Whoa, let's give him a round of applause. And let's see who's going to be the winner out of you two. The race is still on. Show us your empty mouth when you're done. Hey! And it's a family. It's a family thing. Well done, you two. That was brilliant. And you can go and sit down now. That's brilliant. Let's give them a round of applause. That's fantastic.
Real. Okay. Fantastic. So, we're going to find out a little bit about who that greedy man in the Bible is that we've been talking about. And for that, I need my little bag of tricks, which is a lovely pillow bag, Slumberland. That's good. And I'm going to need audience participation for this, and I'm going to need volunteers, okay? So I can see a few hands already, which is very exciting. I need, I could probably do with... Yeah, Greg Smith, can you come out? Thank you. All right. Go on, Anna, you can come out. You can be... Right, Greg, you are going to be our first character. You are Zach. I want you to put that on, please. All right. Anna,
looking
you
good, Greg.
Can be... Okay, you put that on. Thank you. You can be Bev. Who else? At the back, yeah? Yeah? Oh, we got the whole Smith family coming out. Go on, James. Who else? Who's not? Who else?
James,
what are you two?
We've got volunteer.
What are you two? Mum, you're going to have to pick one of them. Who's it going to be? Who are you going to pick? Come on, it's not an ad. Who's your favourite? No, it's a joke. It's a joke. Go on, you go. James, you can be... Do you know how to tie a tie? No, you're at high school. No. Mum, what's happened? A clip-on tie. What is it? Right, you can put that tie on. Joe, do you want to come out and help him? Go and see Joe, she'll help you. All right. You can be, what have we got? Bev. You can be Trev. All right. What do you need there? What have we got in this little box of tricks? What have I got? Okay, you're going to... All right, Daniela. You ready? Do you know how to put one of these on? Natalie will put it on for you. You can be Kev. Now, obviously, Bev, you are a footballer, all right, as you can see. Trev, you, just an office worker. And Kev, what are you? Natalie, what do you reckon? Well, cowboy, cowgirl, cowgirl. Okay, now, one more volunteer. To be Jesus, this obviously has to be a perfect person. All right. Les, do you want to pick someone perfect for me? Or if you want to be that perfect person, you can come up. Les, you just sort that one for me. Come on, Les, hurry up now. Are you going to be the perfect? Or you can pick someone. Do you... Right, okay, let's get on with this. Come on. All right. Now, you three, just go over there. You're going to be sort of my crowd in different things in the park. You can stay over there. You got... Right, okay. Right, you come here. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a man called Zacchaeus. Say hello. Well done. For the sake of the story today, we're going to call him Zach. Now, Zach was a greedy man. Be greeder. Well done. That, yeah, he's looking greeder. Good. So, Greg, what Zach, we need you to really act well, okay?
Okay,
thrill. Right. Right. He was also very small. Can you? Oh, he's got it now. He's got it. Tell you right. His job was a tax collector, but because he was so greedy and a liar, and a cheat, he would take more money off people. You three, he'd take more money off your quarters. Look sad. Than they would actually owe. Look really sad now. Look, everyone, not on me. All right, well done. He lived in a place called Jericho. And one day, there was a big buzz in the city. Hey! They're good. Tell you what. Good. They'd heard that there was a man called Jesus who had come to Jericho. Now, Jesus was brave. Look brave. Oh, can we look a bit braver? any braver, Josh? Jesus? He was kind. Brilliant. And lots of people had gathered to hear about all the amazing things that he was doing. We have Bev, Trev, Kev, everyone. You'd all come. The problem was, right, Zach wanted to see Jesus as well. You come here in front of Jesus. Well done. Right? But Zach couldn't see Jesus. Why do you think he couldn't see Jesus, anyone? Because he's so small, yeah? Bring that chair over quick. All right? So he couldn't see at all. So, he decided, put it behind, he decided to climb a tree. Now, just use your imaginations, guys. This is a tree here. Zach, can you climb that tree? All right, no, Zach, you're improvising too much, all right? You put that back. I've not risk assessed that. All right, put it back. Right, and just get on your knees on that chair. Thank you, brilliant job. All right. Up he went until he could get a right good sighter of him. All right, just stay. Yeah, well done. All right. So up in the tree, Zach was wondering. Wonder. He was wondering about what Jesus was like and why he would do all these good things like miracles and everything. And then, blam! Right in the middle of his daydream, Jesus spoke to him. You ready, Jesus? Do you know what you're going to say? Come on.
Zacchaeus.
Yes.
Come down from that tree.
Yes.
I want you to follow me.
No.
Oh.
He's shot. George, that was really good. Yeah, really off there. Well done. Really good start. But he didn't actually say that, did he?
No.
He said, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody help him out. I want to have tea in your house.
Did I say that? Do I want
to? You do.
Zacchaeus, come down from that tree. I want to have tea with you today.
Yeah. Now, if you think Zach was shocked, which he was, look shocked. Zach, stand up a little bit higher so everyone can see you.
Yeah.
Get on the chair. Get on the tree. Sorry. Zach was shocked. Shocked, Zach. A bit longer. Keep. Stay shocked. Stay shocked. You don't actually have to hold your body, just your face. Stay shocked. Okay, Zach was shocked. But if you thought he was shocked, imagine how Bev, Trev, Kev felt.
What?
Kev said, why would Jesus go to somebody's house like that? Go and say it. Why would Jesus go to someone's house like that? Brilliant. Trev said, but Zach's a cheat and a liar. Bev just couldn't believe it. And she went, ah! Everyone. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. So it wasn't a popular decision made by Jesus. But Jesus went to Zach's house. Go on. And after meeting... yeah, thanks, guys. It's a little bit this way. Thank you. Just for the audience, they need to see you. Thanks. And you know what happened when Zach met Jesus? He decided to give back four times what he'd stolen from everyone. Give it back to Bev, Trev and Kev. Well done. Going to lose a lot of money today, I can tell. Lovely. All right. And he also decided to give half of all he owned to the poor. So give the poor your hat. Give it to James. James is looking a bit poor today. There we go. Nice one. All right. Brilliant. Give our wonderful actors a round of applause. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. All right. Just going to put that on there for now. And Natalie is going to tell you a little bit more about why we did that.
Right. So we're taking that story into schools at the moment because we want to be able to share with the kids this story of transformation about this guy that was so incredibly greedy, and understandably people around him didn't like him. But he just met Jesus. That's all it took. And then he changed. And Jesus changed Zach's life. He's changing our lives. And he's just continually changing people. But if they don't have the chance to know him, then how can they have that chance for transformation? So that's why Andrew and I have been going into schools over the past 17 years to create trees. I guess, places, opportunities where these children get a glimpse of Jesus, where they get a chance to see Jesus and to hopefully find out more about him. And so Kids Church, you're very, very fortunate because you get to come here, you get to have different trees. The trees that you climb to see Jesus might be worshipping and singing songs that tell you about Jesus, reading these fantastic books that have been given to you today to find out more about Jesus. Have a look around. There are people here that you can speak to, that you can ask questions to find out more about Jesus. And I find for me personally that the more I look for Jesus, the more I see him, the more I change. So please continue praying for Andrew and I as we go into schools. Next week we're taking this story into St. Luke's Primary School. So we're going to be seeing some of you, recognise some of you from St. Luke's. And we're going to be going into your school next week. You'll see that again. But it'll be your friends doing that drama. We're going to be doing lessons. We're going to have a prayer room in your school. And we're going to be telling kids about the change that Jesus can make. We're going to be talking about generosity and how we can make a difference in our community. And so if you could pray for us while we're doing that, that would be fantastic.
Brilliant. Okay. I just wanted to pray to finish, if that's all right. If I could pray for you as a church and all that God's doing here. It's just brilliant to come back and in the worship, just to know and sense God's presence here was really amazing for me. So I'm really grateful for that. So let's just pray together. Thank you, God, for this church. Thank you for all that Mount Chapel has done in your name over these past many, many years, God. And I pray a blessing on this church right now. Lord, I ask that you would continue through worship, to bless this church, continue through the all the different groups, through all the toddler groups that have happened over the years. Lord, as we saw today with all the children, the kids' church and Mountains, that you would bless them, that they would see their friends coming to know you, Jesus. They would invite friends from school, and they would come and they would love you and love this church, God. And I pray for from the youngest to the oldest, God, that you would bring your peace into their lives and that they would know that they are loved by you and that they are special and that you are unique. And God, as we've learned how Zacchaeus was transformed when he met you, Jesus, that each person here, as we continue to meet you, our lives would continue to be transformed, that we would never settle just for who we are and for what we've got at the moment, but we continue to meet with you, Jesus, and continue to be changed and transformed by you. In Jesus' name, amen.